Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. I just got home from the most dreamy, relaxing massage. I feel so good and relaxed. I wanted to come on here and share with all of you a technique that will help you collapse time. This technique has allowed me to bridge the gap between anything in my current world that may seem too far away or unrealistic, impossible, and to then flipping it into making it normal, to normalize this behavior, this experience, whatever this is, into having it be a part of your normal reality and to feel neutral around it. And because everything is energy, when we know how we can align to what we want, and we know what actions to take, and we know what to do with how we feel and trust our feelings and our intuition, it really does allow us to collapse time. And I want to share with you this technique that I've used over and over again. So if you want to learn more, keep on listening. Welcome to the Energetically Her podcast. I am your host, Kayla Linghoff, entrepreneur, women's coach, and dog mom. I am obsessed with showcasing the power of merging energetics and mindset to transform your life. If you are ready to start living your dream reality, to feel energized, unstoppable, and become a vibrational match for everything that you want, then this podcast is for you. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose for all things mindset, healing, manifestation, personal development, and so much more to become your version of Energetically Her. With brand new episodes out each week, I am so excited that you're here. Now let's get into the show. So me being a 3-5 generator in human design, it is in my nature to learn best through my own experiences. When I was younger, someone could tell me some advice or something, and I would listen, but then I would go off and do what I wanted to do because that's how I learn best. And so I am one of the perfect people for you to learn from on this technique because I've tried it all. I've done so many trial and errors. I've really worked through and kind of worked out any kinks, and this is going to be incredible for you. So this is something that can be easily overlooked. When we think about hopping timelines or quantum leaping or collapsing time, our brain immediately assumes that it's this giant jump we're making, but it is this monumental step. You hopping from continent to continent on a map, like it's assuming that it's going to be big. But really, it's in the micro refinements. It's in what we do each day. It's the energy behind what we're doing and less about how much we're getting on our to-do list done. This technique is also universal. So once you learn what this is and you start applying it to your life, you can apply this in your personal life, in business, in your career, with your relationships, anything you would like, anything that's on your vision board, anything that you have in your notes app or anything in your screenshots of your photos of the things that you're calling into your world. This is going to work for anything. If you follow me over on Instagram, you may have seen this quote that I posted, but the quote is, it's not always about what you're doing that creates more success, but it's the energy behind it. It's how you actually feel about what you're doing. Can you get what you want by forcing and shoving? Sure, of course you can. Can you add all the stress and pressure and the long to-do list and all the sticky notes all over your desk and still get what you want? Absolutely. But you can have what you want easier by collapsing time and by knowing what actually requires your energy, what is most important to you, and what you can prioritize versus having a million different directions that you're trying to go in and achieve everything. And this technique, the way this works is it's working with the subconscious, and that is what controls 95% of our world. It's not about the conscious actions that we take. It's not about the to-do list, the sticky notes, the full schedule of whatever we're trying to achieve. It's not about that. It is about our energy, how we feel, and our thoughts behind what we're doing. Your beliefs hold more control over you than what you accomplish in a day. Your energy influences more control and more of your actions, more of your thoughts than your motivation for a day. How you feel is more impactful than how much discipline you're trying to have for something, to finish something, to follow through with something. That's more important. It's not discipline. It's not motivation. It's not to-do lists. It's not sticky notes. It's none of that stuff. Is there a time and a place? Absolutely. Organization and having systems allows you to be more on your feminine energy, allows things to flow, and it feels good. So structure is good, but you can't put a box, you can't structure your energy and how you feel, because that's going to come in waves. And we can actually work with that and use it to our advantage. I want you to take a moment and think about something that feels just a little out of reach currently. Just something. It could be traveling, it could be a trip, it could be a relationship, it could be how you feel on a daily basis. Maybe you're assuming to get what you want that you need to sacrifice more of your time, or that it has to be super difficult and hard, or that it's not going to feel easy until you hit the milestone, or that it's not good enough, or something's not working in your favor. What is something that you have believed to be true that possibly is not? That possibly could be turned into something else? What is something out of reach that can be normalized, can be realistic for you? And remember, it's not this giant leap that you're taking. It's not you hopping across a map, literally or figuratively. But what if you were to imagine you and this next thing, whatever it is, and it's just inches away from you? It's just a couple inches. It's so close you can reach out and touch it with your hand. That is how the world works. Everything you want is always circling around you. Everything that you're attracting, everything that you are desiring, it's there. It's not a football field away. It is inches away from you. Doesn't that perspective feel good? Doesn't that shift the availability, the realisticness, to normalize that it's not actually that far away? I'll give you an example from my life. I used to believe that everything was difficult, that getting my way was difficult, that it wasn't going to be easy, that I was going to have to work super, super, super hard, like over the top, not have a social life, not be able to do stuff with friends or family, because that was the only way I could be successful in my career and have what I wanted. And all it did is put me in my head, and I made decisions from fear. Fear of failure, fear of what people are going to think, fear of what happens if I work this hard and I still don't get what I want. What does that say about me? And I really believed that. And I believe it so strongly that you don't even realize how much of a program you are in until your beliefs change. And you're like, wow, once I changed that, everything that I was wanting just kind of rushed in. It flooded in because I was repelling it, thinking it had to be hard. And if we think something has to be hard, that it's really far away, what does our mind do? It's going to find evidence. It's going to hand deliver us research that's going to prove that. Your subconscious will never make you wrong. It is like your assistant that will go to battle for you. Like, oh, no, they have their beliefs. They have their morals. They follow the rules. They're like the best boss, blah, blah, blah. They will go to battle for you. They will go to whatever lengths they need to make sure that you're never proved wrong. And that's how we collapse time. It's not by stepping outside of ourselves and taking these big leaps, but it's going inwards and it's refining our perspective and our mindset of it's not that far away. We can normalize things that feel out of reach because it's not that far away. It's inches away. It's inches. You can reach out and touch it. And as you go through your day today, I want you to remember that whatever came to mind when I asked you, what would you like to believe instead? What feels unrealistic now but could be normalized? Take a couple things today. Take a couple small micro actions towards this goal. Maybe you want to start a podcast. Okay, great. Go and spend 5 minutes looking up recommendations off of YouTube of audio equipment or, software. Maybe your goal was to start a business. Okay, perfect. Do you want to brainstorm names for a few minutes today? Do you want to brainstorm logos? Do you want to get on Pinterest and look up some inspiration? Maybe your goal was to be healthier. Okay, cool. Maybe you start with like having different recipes that sound better for you, or looking up a different studio in your area to go try some new classes. Just take a few small actions today, micro actions, 20 minutes, and you'll see how much closer these goals actually are. And with what you're doing, I want you to feel good about this. I want you to be excited about what you're doing. Don't do something if it feels like you're forcing it, because maybe that's not the right thing for you, and that's okay. It's time to turn off the noise of what's around you and to go inward and to know that you are small refinements. You are small actions away from having what you want, from normalizing what seems out of reach right now. And if you're ready to activate your energy and get the most results from the actions you're taking and have the most success of what you're already doing without adding a bunch more time or things onto your to-do list each day, then you are going to love this activation. I will have it linked for you below in the show notes, and I want you to grab this before the price goes up again. But this activation was created using EFT science, and it's designed to help rewire your subconscious mind and regulate your nervous system to help you achieve more tangible results. This is not something that I want you to do once. This is designed for it to be short, potent, and powerful to activate you, to activate that highest state of your energy in the morning. It's going to help rewire your subconscious mind by your brain being in a theta state when you wake up. And this is going to change the actions you take, how fast you make decisions, your confidence levels, and it's going to create more success for you. And this is so powerful. The results this activation can create are out of this world. By you feeling different, you show up differently. And you don't need all this extra stuff outside of yourself. All you need is to be activated. All you need is to feel energized. You don't actually need discipline or motivation when you feel so lit up about what you're doing, where you're going, and what you're creating along the way. I highly recommend this. I priced it at less than $1 a day because everyone needs to have full access to this tool. It's powerful, it's potent, it's creating tangible results for people, and you need to add it to your morning routine ASAP. Be sure to send me a DM on Instagram or tag me in your stories and let me know your experience with the activation. I would love to celebrate your wins along the way and be there in your corner cheering you on together. So I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day. If you have any questions, be sure to either DM me or send me an email, and I will see you next week. Bye-bye. Thank you.